You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's going on in your world?
A couple car stories for you real quick. Yesterday, driving into work, I was driving America's pickup in, and I hear a little coming from the engine. I'm like, So I didn't think much of it. Then I got in to leave yesterday, and of course, you know, we park in a parking garage. It's pretty much empty, and I fired up the truck and drove out, and it's which is the exact same sound I had to recreate for my mechanic, which is always fun to do. Well, it sounds like this. And I was like, what the hell is that? So, yeah, I drove to my parents' house. My dad and I were under the hood there with our ears trying to listen for about a half an hour and finally took it in. And, yeah, water pump dumb. Water pump went out. So that's a cool $850 later.
Well, it's American-made car.
Well, it's a wear out part. You know what we pretty much discovered what it is? Yeah. Is it dried up, because I have not driven my truck in like a year. I just don't drive it anymore because Nicole's been working from home because of the pandemic. We hate her car, so I'm just racking up the miles on that every day. That's all we're driving is her car, and the truck's been sitting there. And the seal's dried up. So I guess I gotta lube it up and drive it a little bit more now for the next few months. But
did you say $850?
$850, man. It's a good old.
You're the guy who gets under the hood. You can't fix this yourself?
I know. I totally could have, because I watched some YouTube videos on how to do it, and it was just a matter of
couple of bolts.
I don't want to do this. No, it's quite a few things you got to take off to get to it.
To turn into
I
the new
am.
Dom?
I am. I just like, look, I don't want to do this. I don't want to get dirty. I have other things I have to do today. I'm not doing this.
I don't think I've ever been as proud of you as
I know.
At this
it's
very
like,
moment.
I am starting to get to that point where it's like, I'm going to just pay somebody to do this. You know,
I just want to point out all the years you have given me crap.
Oh, I know.
For that.
I know.
And so now welcome to the
and don't tell anybody. I haven't even changed my oil the past few times.
See,
this paying people to do things is really quite fun.
It's exceptional. When are you going to get a house cleaner for your wife?
I know that's still in debate mode.
Ours were at the house yesterday, and I thought about you because I thought you know, I went off for a run while they were here, and I came back, and the house is just like spotless.
Sparkling.
It's like a freaking model home.
Sounds
and
nice.
I thought,
yeah, it's coming. I'm
Nicole
sure it's coming.
Sure would like that.
Well, she's still twisting my arm. Let me give you one more car story. This is a, like, what are the odds? This is so funny. Martin, our sports guy next door, came wandering in and this morning. He's like, guess what happened to me? I was like, what? He's like, let me tell you. I was doing some home repair work around the house, and he had some, like, screws and little washers in his pocket. And he slid his phone down into his pocket, doing some other things, had to go out to his car to run an errand. As he gets into his car, he reaches into his pocket as he's sitting there, pulls out his phone. As he does, one of the little metal washers in his pocket also slides out with the phone and goes shunk right into the seat belt latch, like where you click, click, click it into it.
That's like a one in a million.
One
shot.
In a bazillion. That's what it was like. What are the odds? So this little washer lodged down into his seatbelt clicker, and now his car is dinging him. He's like, it's been dinging me all yesterday. He had to drive out to the airport this morning to pick somebody out. He's like, it was ding, 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 all the way there, all the way back. Because his seatbelt, he can't buckle his seatbelt. There's a washer in there.
And you can't take that part and turn it upside down
no!
and dump it out because it's attached.
He came in, he's like,
what
do
if
we
he
have...
could get a super strong magnet or something?
That's a good idea. He came in this morning, he's like, do we have any paper clips? He's like, I'm trying to like get two paper clips to kind of like get down in there and pinch it and kind of try to lift it up, I guess. And so he's trying everything, but
ask our really nerdy engineer guy,
Dad,
Jason.
That's a good
ask
one too.
Him if he's got a giant magnet,
a super
somewhere.
Magnet to pull it out.
Yeah, why not? And just hold it over there, because that would probably pull that thing right up
I
out
know.
Of there.
Can you imagine though the odds of that happening? And then
and
now
to be able to see it, like to see it with your eyes.
It was. He was like, went shoom,
flipped,
and then to have a ding at you now for forever.
Oh, my God. I feel his pain. You know, I just got a new vehicle a month or so ago, and I have learned that as each year passes, car manufacturers are installing more and more ways of nannying you.
They're babysitting,
and screaming at you about every little thing.
Yep.
Like if you have, if you're on a two-lane road all by yourself and you just barely inch over into the center stripe. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I hear you. I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right.
You know, a car ahead of me is slowing down to turn left, and the other car, I'm like, yes, I see the car.
God, that drives me nuts. You got to get in your owner's manual. See how you can disconnect all that.
I got to find how to disable.
Start pulling some fuses.
Disable.